Former Olympian charged over allegedly vandalizing reflecting pool. A former U.S. Olympic canoe racer has been charged with allegedly damaging the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. On July 2nd, David Hearn was indicted in Washington on one count of property destruction related to an incident that occurred on June 19th. A court hearing is scheduled for July 9th. According to U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, National Park Service employees witnessed Hearn forcefully pulling up and tearing away part of the protective liner at the bottom of the reflecting pool with his hands. The Department of Justice alleged he damaged roughly 2 square feet of the pool's sealant. During a press conference, Pirro said a park employee instructed Hearn to stop, but he allegedly responded by yelling that the employee cared too much about the pool and questioning why it mattered since it was not her property. She said that staff described his behavior as aggressive, disrespectful, and intentionally destructive. In a statement to the Epoch Times, Hearn's attorneys said their client is innocent. These charges are outrageous and should be alarming to every American, Norm Eisen and Mary Dorman said. This indictment reflects the administration's effort to shift blame for their own failures. Hearn has denied deliberately damaging the pool. In previous comments to the Associated Press, he said he reached into the water to inspect an area where the coating had already begun peeling. He claimed he briefly touched a loose section that remained attached before immediately letting go after a park employee asked him to stop. The 67-year-old Bethesda, Maryland, resident previously owned a company that manufactured composite materials for watercraft. He said he visited the reflecting pool during a 64-mile bicycle ride and was detained by National Guard members and U.S. Park Police for about 5 hours before being released. If convicted, Hearn could face up to 10 years in prison, according to Pirro. The reflecting pool recently underwent renovations ahead of the United States' 250th anniversary celebrations, including repainting its bottom blue. However, officials have since reported ongoing issues with algae growth and peeling paint. President Donald Trump and other federal officials have alleged that the reflecting pool was intentionally vandalized. In a June 23 Truth Social post, the president alleged that a 350-foot gash had been cut into the pool surface using a sharp knife or razor and said multiple slashes appeared to have been made deliberately, likely at night. He also claimed that a section at the bottom of the pool had been cut and lifted away, leaving jagged edges. In an earlier June 20 post, Trump alleged that vandals also damaged the surrounding grass and may have poured corrosive chemicals into the water. He later said the grass was being replaced and that some of the pool's water would be drained around the 4th of July to allow for permanent repairs. Trump said the Interior Department would release photos and videos supporting the claims, although reporters covering the administration said their news organizations had not yet received any images confirming the alleged vandalism. The president has said that the damage will be repaired after July 4th. The reflecting pool is approximately 2,030 feet long, 167 feet wide, and reaches a maximum depth of 30 inches at its center.